Today, we just enlightening the people about how to deal with injuries, things of that nature. You ever got injured?
Yeah, a rotary cliff.
Say that again?
My rotary cliff, the shoulder, rotary cliff.
Okay, on the shoulder. So did you stop training totally?
Maybe about 2 months. I used a tiger bomb. I let the heat hit on my shoulder. It opened back up.
Okay, so you used the heat method. And you also did what? The tiger bomb?
Yeah.
Okay. So did you actually take a break?
Yeah, a month.
Okay. Did you like do any other exercises or you just stopped the whole exercise routine?
I did push up.
Okay. Okay. But you took like a week off or 2 weeks?
It was like a month off.
Okay. Right. And then you came back, started back with the push-ups and what have you?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, yeah, the reason why I asked you was because sometimes when I had got injured on the ankle, I would just try to work another body part, like my upper body, you know what I'm saying, as I let that heal, you know what I'm saying? And then I took... Talked to somebody last night.
Yeah, this guy.
And you know, some people, you know, never had no injuries. You know what I'm saying? So I found that interesting too. Then they have the basic method, which is called the RICE method, which is rest, ice, compression, and elevation. You know?
Yes.
For the if you get any clients that's listening that might need to deal with an injury, basically they're saying how you can elevate the leg, how you can use the ice method, you know what I'm saying? You need to take a break, that's the rest. And then also, you know, just the compression, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, just being able to have some different, I used to use the ankle, what you call it, support as well, you know what I'm saying, when you got an injury. I used to also tie my sneaker a certain kind of way if it was an ankle injury. I learned a nice little style where you cross it over so that, you know what I'm saying, you can be able to still walk, or if you slowly get back in training, you got extra support, you know what I'm saying? So I just want to be able to thank you for tuning in to give us those tips. I know you're at work right now. But, you know, just thank you for giving us those tips about injuries. Did you do anything because this is called injuries and victories. Did you do anything else that might have helped the injuries, like prayer or anything like that?
No.
Okay, because when I messed up my back, I found out that was a method that I didn't get in the books. Just to be able to get a prayer on it, you know what I'm saying, so you can speed up your recovery as well, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
Makes sense?
It makes sense.
Yeah. Prayer is universal, you know what I'm saying, no matter what you believe, my people. Remember, you know what I'm saying, I'm not the most popular teaching out there in the gyms, but it's definitely a faster approach to you being able to get your healing and recovery with the physical things that you do. All right?
Yeah, that's true.
All right, y'all.
Rest, ice, compression, elevation. Rest the injured area and no weight-bearing activities for a day or two. Ice the area for 48 to 72 hours before applying heat. Wrap it in an elastic medical bandage, not too tightly. Elevate the injured body part above heart level to reduce swelling. Next time you get hurt, rice it.